There's really two issues at play here. One is that a couple of the members of the group wanted to have a new director general from Fiji, and that appointment was being objected to by Vanuatu, who wanted to see their own person, who's a diplomat called Roy Mickeyjoy, who's now in the EU. They wanted him appointed as the new director general. So there's been a dispute over that, for a start. And also, the other issue is most of this special meeting was going to be about West Papua, and there was a group of some of the members wanting to see West Papua granted full membership of the group, and there were others supporting Indonesia's move to become a full member. And so we've got a couple of issues on the table, and I'd say that's where the main problems lie at the moment.
So are we looking at a decision where the hard talking, if you like, is going to take place behind the scenes, and then the idea is that they all come together like one big happy family at the end of the month and say, this is what we've agreed?
That's right. That's what there'll be some talks behind doors at the moment, and then we hopefully will get a resolution as to who the new Director General will be, and also the ongoing status of both West Papua and Indonesia.
Might the protest march that took place in Port Vila a couple of days ago in support of the Free West Papuan movement have spooked one or two of the leaders?
Yeah, probably. This country is so strongly supportive of West Papua, and obviously the MSG is based here in Port Vila. Yeah, it's probably made a couple of them sit back and wonder which direction they should take. Indonesia, for example, says it has the support of both Papua New Guinea and Fiji in terms of becoming a full member, whereas there's opposition from other nations, and there's also the move, particularly from Vanuatu, to see West Papua granted the full membership.
So we'll wait and see how this particular saga plays out. I should also ask you about another story that's making headlines in Vanuatu at the moment. This concerns the death of a teenage girl who jumped off a moving bus. I mean, what were the circumstances here? Because it, I think, raises once again the issue of violence against women in Vanuatu.
Yes, sadly it does. It's quite a tragic tale. The girl was had been visiting her boyfriend and was going home, although he sort of protested about her leaving, but she decided she needed to travel home. There's a suggestion that alcohol may have had some play in the game, and she was alone on the bus late at night, and it's alleged that the driver made suggestions that he was going to take her somewhere else other than her destination. She jumped off the bus and subsequently died. Terrible circumstances. Sadly, it's not the first time something like this has happened here. We have had other instances of women jumping off public transport for similar reasons. The driver in question is currently in custody.
Now, we saw a very public demonstration, large numbers of people turning out quite recently to protest around this whole issue of violence against women in Vanuatu, and presumably this incident will only stir up further public emotion and public opinion on this question.
That's right. It's been a hot topic here for some time now. Sadly, it's an issue right across the Pacific. I don't know what the answers are. I guess education of the young is probably the way to look at the bigger picture. But at the moment, there are major issues that need to be dealt with.